Join two friends as they journey through a combined love of the wonderment of witchcraft. Walk the witch path with your hosts Jenna and Shandi as they delve into occult feminism, astrology, spells, and much more magic as they explore what's brewing in Canadian conjuring.
Welcome to Witch's Brew.
Hello.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Welcome to episode 9 of the Witch's Brew podcast.
Today, we are doing a speaking spell. We're doing it.
I know. This is exciting. This is a new segment. So we're calling it Speak and Spell. And we choose a letter of the alphabet. And then we choose something witchy that corresponds with that letter that we want to talk about. Yeah.
Yep.
So, how you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Good. The sun is shining. It's not stupid hot out, but it's also not cold. So it's like that perfect temperature. So it feels nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. Had a good day. Not supposed to. Supposed to be working all day, but you know, sometimes you need a little relaxation.
That's right. And you're part of the whole new working from home wave, right?
Yeah. It's good, but it's trying it sometimes.
You know? Yeah, no doubt.
You just lack the motivation, and your couch is so comfy, and you get all your snacks.
I know. Do you think you'll ever be back in the office, or is this going to be, like, the new thing?
I'm pretty sure we're going to be back in the office. I mean, my job right now, we're in transition anyway. We were planning on moving to a new office in September, so... Because the office we were in was too small for everyone because our company is growing, which is a good thing. But so hopefully by September, we'll each have a space and it'll be spaced out properly, social distance style. So like 6 feet, 2 meters apart from each other. And there'll be more than one bathroom, which is really a game changer.
That's good that they can design that from the start of the like rental instead of now.
Yeah, we had planned. This has been a year and a half in the making, so.
There you go.
Worked out that way, girl. Just kind of worked out that way.
I am looking at the biggest bouquet of peonies in front of me right now, and it's amazing. They're from my yard, and I've been, like, hanging out with these peonies for, like, 5 years. I had to move them. They hate being moved. So the last 2 years, they're just like, we're happy. Let's bloom. And it's so fucking nice. They smell amazing.
I love a peony. Pale pink peonies are my favorite.
Oh, nice. I've got these white ones with yellow in the middle. They haven't bloomed yet, and they look like an egg. Oh,
no.
Gorgeous. And I'm also baking some sourdough bread right now. So my house smells so good.
Oh, girl. I'm jelly. I made some banana bread on the weekend.
Gross. I hate sweets, and I hate banana bread.
Fuck you too then.
I'm a monster. Everyone's like, oh my god, cheesecake, ice cream. I'm like, I hate all that shit. Just give me cheese.
Yeah, well, I don't like banana bread, but the kids enjoy it, and I don't like cheesecake because I'll get the shits immediately.
Wow.
But I did a little experiment. I don't think I told you about my experiment.
No, what you got?
So I had all this ginger. I always buy ginger, and then I forgot that I bought a huge big old chunk, and then I went out like 3 days later and bought another big old chunk. And I was like, shit, what am I gonna do with this ginger? So I planted it.
Oh, cool. Is it coming up?
Yeah. Oh, girl, it is like probably 2.5 feet tall right now. I don't know how tall it gets, but I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to put it in the ground at some point because it's just in a pot. It like the leaves on it are probably like 10 inches.
Damn, that's great. Ginger's a fun plant. And if it blooms, the bloom smells so amazing.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for it. So it's really leaning towards the sun in every direction. Right now it's leaning towards the west side of the house. And this morning it was like pure to the east. And I don't know. It's good. It just follows the sun. It's crazy. And I got another little sprout popping up. I thought I was only going to get the two, but I got another one. So
nice.
It's cool.
That's great. Right? It's like you got something extra. Put it in some dirt. See what happens. Worst case, nothing.
Yeah. What was it going to do? Go bad? Okay. chuck it in some dirt. Oh, my sister. Jenna's familiar. I've been whining about not being able to find lemon balm for like the last 2 fucking years.
Yeah.
Anywhere, and not being able to grow up from seed myself because I'm not that green witch, man. I always wanted to be. It's not working. So I got my sister into the look for it, and she's a total green witch. She's a horticulturalist and blah, 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 whatever. So one day, last week, she's like, Shawnee, I got you a present. And I was like, what's up? What's up? She's like, it's a surprise. She's like, it's something we've both been looking for. I was like, I have no idea. I thought it was like a special kind of peanut butter. Not going to lie.
You're like, a Taurus guy? No.
And then she's like, I get over it. And she's got this little lemon balm plant for me. And it's like the cute thing. So I put it in a pot and I put it outside because it was really, wasn't getting enough sun inside.
Yeah.
And yesterday I go out on the deck to just like see shit, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, some little scoundrel just totally dug it up.
Ugh. What a fucking ass.
After all these years of looking.
Is it done? Did they like dig it up and kill it or just like fuck it up?
It was half dead. I put it in some new soil and put some water in today. So I'm going to take a little roll on my rolly chair. Take a look, see if I can see it. It's not looking good.
Well, once if it does get established, like you'll never get rid of it type thing. But yeah, until that day happens.
Yeah, it was doing so good because it didn't like when I first took it from the little baby pot that it was in and put it in the other pot.
Yeah.
And it was doing so good. So hopefully it'll bounce back.
So it's middle of June.
Mm-hmm. 2020.
Got Mercury retrograde coming up on the 18th in a few days. And we're in eclipse season right after the solstice. We're going into a solar eclipse. So there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of things going on.
Nothing but things going on. Venus retrograde's coming to an end.
Oh, yes.
I mean, like, everyone's all like, oh, Venus retrograde. Oh, I can't wait for it to be over. I'm loving this one. And now I'm, like, to the point where I'm nervous where it's like, fuck, like, when this ends, is all my good times going to be gone?
Mm.
It won't because that's not the way it works.
No, that's not the way it works. Yeah, this Venus retrograde's been pretty good because there has been some heavy, heavy ones. Holy moly. But it's good. I don't know. Like, I was talking about Venus retrograde to some astrological newbie. And I was like, just if any of your exes, you know, get at you, just don't. It's just the retrograde. Don't go. Don't bite.
It's not.
And they're like, 3 of them have messaged me this week. And I'm like, don't go for it, girl. Like,
don't fall for this shit.
Yep. It's just the retrograde energy. And obviously there is a lot of intense stuff happening in the world right now.
The world is changing so rapidly and it's for the best.
And I'm so excited.
But it's just, it's overdue and it's awesome. It's nice.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of upheaval for everyone.
It's great. Yeah. Like this Black Lives Matter movement and like standing up for like, you know, Black and Indigenous people of color, like super important. Obviously, even if you're like, those are all the things that I stand for, doing the work and kind of, you know, engaging and helping more is something that everyone needs to kind of readjust and go forward from.
Exactly. We just need to be better, you know?
And like keep going to not just be like, okay, you know, I shared a post, I'm done now, right? Like keep going.
Exactly. You just gotta be, like, keep learning, keep being open, acknowledge that, you know, not everything you say and feel is going to be correct, but learn from it. Be apologetic, be understanding, be open to the lesson, because if we're not any lesson at any point in life, we're never going to learn it, and it's just going to keep repeating.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we need
to re-educate.
It's fucking sad that we even have to say that, you know, Black people matter, that their lives matter. It's like, that's the bare fucking minimum. Of course they fucking matter. They're human beings. People fucking matter. Like,
yeah, absolutely. And like just the history of everything and like how many years and like the statistics, like it's not hard to see, but yeah, like it is something that, as you know, like white women in like North America, you know, like our perspective is automatically skewed, even though we're not like racist. You know what I mean? Like we're in a society that favors automatically us.
For sure. The system is built in a way. Actually, you know what? I watched, what is it called? Little Fires Everywhere on, I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing and mind-blowingly just great. Like the perspective, I'm not sure if you've seen it.
No, I have not.
Definitely watch it. And I don't want to give it away because it is really, really worth the watch and it is really eye-opening and I've learned so much just from that, which is wild, but it's true. Definitely watch it and see how systemic and how in society is ingrained racism into every thought that we have. Like,
check it out for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm all about that.
Also a book as well. So if you want to read a book, I haven't yet, but I download a book on Audible here. It's called White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism by Robin DiAngelo. And again, if you have the opportunity to read it or listen to it or be exposed to it in any way, highly recommend.
Great. Thank you for the recommendation, for sure. And I think too, like one of the reasons why I like witchcraft, I really consider it like occult feminism, which kind of fits my life a lot better. And like, I really like that title and I really like that energy. And so there's like some really neat kind of like vibes you can go that. It's really interesting to see like the like hex the patriarchy and also like witches against white supremacy movement and hashtags. Like following those are a great way to stay connected with more of like an occult kind of vibe as well, if you're into that. Because really, as witches, I mean, this is right up your alley, right? Got to change stuff.
Let's be honest, like, witchcraft is so diverse, and you've got so much that is I'll fucking say it, straight up taken from, you know, voodoo and hoodoo and looking at Santeria and just all these different areas that magic exists and indigenous magic. It's all so interwoven. We as witches have to stand up for Black Lives Matter, for our fellow Indigenous people, for everyone.
Absolutely.
But let's, you know, I'm not saying all lives matter here because 100% they do not. Right now, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, 100%. BIPOC lives matter, for sure.
I'm not gonna give everyone a Band-Aid when one person has a cut.
Yeah, oh, none of that all lives matter shit, for sure. Like, that people miss the message on that so much. Oh my God.
It's wild. Like,
no.
I saw comparison. It's like, oh, you live in a house on a block with four other houses. One of the houses is on fire. Why are you gonna drench every single fucking house there?
Exactly. Like,
no, you're gonna go to the one that's on fire.
No. Yeah. So yeah, if you're not doing anything right now, stop what you're doing. Re-educate yourself. Get involved. Please help. Like, this is so terrible, and it's been so terrible, and now there's so much energy like behind this and there's so much swell, but it's both the sprint and the marathon. So please find some way to support like BIPOC and Black Lives Matter.
Definitely. Okay. I'm sorry. One more.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lawrence Hill. He wrote the Book of Negroes. He's Canadian.
Yeah.
And pretty sure he is. And, if you don't have the time to read it, or if you're not a big reader in general, books aren't your jam. There's a CBC miniseries on it, and it's got Cuba Gooding Jr. It's just beautifully fucking done.
Nice.
And give that a watch. I think it's 8 episodes, and it's again really, really eye-opening. Great to see that representation. And anyway, yeah.
Great.
I got kind of, also look at Nina Simone because she did some really fucking cool shit back in the day too, and always she's just a queen. All right, sorry.
No apologies needed. All good. Yeah, so we're in the middle of some intense astrological vibes, some intense human vibes. So, I mean, obviously, we're in month million of this fucking pandemic, but yeah, just
Unending.
keep doing the work. All the work. Don't not do the work.
Yeah, you've got no choice but to
That is
sit
our
and reflect
slogan
on
here for
it.
so many reasons. Just do the work.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want to take a quick break?
Yes, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay. See you then.
Please.
Level A. Press go to begin. WITCH. You win. Press go to do some more.
All right, baby witch, pull out a letter and tell me what it is.
It's C.
C. All right. Thank you for your help. Welcome back, witches. As you can tell by our intro segment there, today's letter of speak and spell is the letter C.
C for Shandy.
That's right. Are you just going to talk about you?
Yeah. What if I am?
That's all right. You get to choose.
Not what this entire podcast is about anyway.
Did you ever get those like chocolate C letters when you were a kid for like Easter? Or is that not a Nova Scotia thing?
Definitely not. I've never heard of that in my
I
life.
remember I mentioned them to my partner and it was like, didn't you ever get those? Like the initial made out of chocolate? And he was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No sweet glue, baby.
I guess Atlantic Canada missed out on chocolate initials. Holler at us at Insta if you know what I'm talking about, so I don't seem so fucking crazy right now. Crazy starts with C.
Oh, snap.
So does chocolate.
Ooh.
Whoa, chocolate's disgusting.
That's the most incorrect thing you've ever said in your life.
Fuck chocolate, man.
That is the best fucking thing in the world. I am essentially 85% chocolate. It is my main food. Chocolate chip cookies. You get your
Give
chocolate
me
bar.
that salt. That's all I want. Fat and salt.
That doesn't mean I don't eat that either, girl. I don't get this body. And my body is beautiful and full of chocolate. Don't make me run, I'm full of chocolate.
My favorite thing is cheese, and that starts with C too. Isn't this fun, everybody? We get to spell and talk about letters together.
It's so cool with a C.
All right, so what's your C?
So my C for today for our speaking spell, it's gonna be a crystal. Like
Oh.
crystal. It's called citrine. It is one of my absolute favorites. It is probably the stone that I was at the when my witchy kind of stuff started reawakening. It was the stone that called out to me the loudest and the most often, which would make sense if I told you what it meant. The citrine is a type of quartz. It's got iron inside of it, which makes it a beautiful yellow.
I've seen it. It is a lovely yellow. Oh my gosh.
It's unreal. My first, let's call it conscious. I was trying to think of a C word there. My first consciously bought crystal piece of jewelry was a citrine necklace, raw citrine and natural. To distinguish between natural is important because citrine, like I mentioned before, is a type of quartz. Another type of quartz is amethyst. A lot of citrine that's out there now is not natural. It is heat treated amethyst. So that brings,
No way.
yeah, it's pretty crazy. So yeah, it brings the if you put amethyst in at a high heat, it will turn the iron that inside the amethyst quartz to yellow. So it's kind
It's a crystal conspiracy.
cunt. No.
With a
Duh.
K or a Z?
No, I mean, a lot of people, it can be a pretty weird topic for some people, I guess. Some people say citrine, the stone would have become that color at some point anyway, or other people are like, no, man, that's just wrong. Personally, I am on the latter team. When I do purchase citrine, if I, especially if I'm buying it for myself, especially if I'm buying it for someone else, I try my fucking hardest to make sure that it is not heat treated amethyst and that it is natural and raw. Humbled is fine, but again, just want to make sure it's natural. It's easier to hide the heat treated part when it's tumbled.
That's neat. I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. So the citrine is associated with a chakra, and it is your solar plexus chakra. So that is between your navel and your diaphragm. Probably closer to your diaphragm. It's up to you. My diaphragm and my belly button are pretty fucking close. So, smart
Do
girl.
some exploring.
So, in there, and so that really deals with your self-esteem, your strength, your personal power. So when you're feeling good with your chakra, which starts with a C, the citrine will help you feel if you're out of balance or if you're looking to become more in balance with your chakras, the citrine will help you feel confident and give you ideally better help you with your better health and energy. It'll help motivate you. It's the stone of abundance. So with before the you become abundant within your life, you need to find that kind of balance. So you want to make sure that, you know what, maybe if I'm not feeling the greatest, maybe if my self-esteem and my self-respect is pretty low, I'm going to call on a citrine, or a citrine will call to me, and it'll help me build that up again. So once I start feeling more confident, and once I start having a little bit more self-respect and personal power, then the abundance will freely flow towards me, which it
That's
does.
pretty cool. Nice.
So if you're unbalanced within the chakra, you're gonna feel, I guess I'm doing kind of a two for C here. I didn't really think about it, doing the old citrine and the chakra, but
A
they do go,
BOGO.
yeah, they do go hand in hand. So if you're unbalanced, you're gonna feel like kind of, so if you're feeling this way, if you're feeling guilty for some reason over something, you're just holding on to old shit, you're feeling fatigued, low self-esteem, low energy, kind of worthless. You know, sometimes there was a point in my life where I felt very worthless. The digestive system's not really doing the best. That means your chakra, your solar plexus chakra is probably unbalanced. And citrine, bringing a little bit more citrine in your life in the form of jewelry or in the form of just hanging on to a piece of it in your pocket. If you're going to keep citrine on you, the best place for it is every witch's favorite place for all the crystals in the bra.
In your bra, I love it. I love stuffing shit in my bra.
Yeah, you want to have it
My
close
plant, but
in.
yeah.
You want to be able to feel it. So don't like tuck it in your inside your bra if you can. If you can help it, you really want that skin to stone kind of feeling there. So if you're feeling a different, so instead of feeling, excuse me, if you're instead of feeling unbalanced, if you're feeling that maybe your solar plexus is feeling a little overactive, so if you're like a workaholic,
Yeah.
overly demanding, resentful, overly like concerned with how people perceive you and recognitions that you feel like you deserve that are going somewhere else or something, that means your solar plexus is also out of balance, but it's overactive. It's instead of not working with you at all, it's working too fucking much for you. So you want to start to bring in that balance and yeah, bring in that yellow, beautiful citrine stone.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's my little citrine spiel. If you have
Huh.
questions, you can hit us up or you can pull a Google.
Yeah. Feel free to hit us up with questions. We love answering questions. You can get us on Instagram at Witches Brew Podcast or our Gmail, witchesbrewpodcast@gmail.com. Or is it Witches Brew Pod? Shit, I don't
We
know,
do this
man.
every
I
episode.
don't know. It's on the inside. I gotta like write it down.
I know, me too.
Yeah. Anyways, holler at you girls over here in Canada.
Up here in Canada, eh?
Just witching in Canada, or what?
An actual
Yeah,
city.
yeah.
Up, right? Come on over.
Do you own a lot of citrine? Do you have a few pieces?
I have so I have a citrine necklace that I loved. I actually got it from Etsy from Little Fox's Design. It's a raw piece of citrine, and it was my absolute favorite piece of jewelry in like the world. And then the clasp broke, and then I brought it back. And then it broke. And then I brought it back. And then it just broke too much, and now I can't wear it anymore.
Ah.
I do have a little side story here if we've got time. When I
Yeah, we do.
first did a while ago, I had like no idea about anything. I was like less. Yeah, I was like still inside the witch's womb here at this point. And I did a like I've mentioned on our podcast previously. I had an Akashic reading, and she had the lady who did it had a windowsill filled with different stones. And she's like, I couldn't stop staring at them, and I had no real connections to any stones really at this point. And then I saw this citrine one, and I or this yellow one, and I was like, I want it. Like, I really, really want it. But I was like, okay, you can't. Excuse me, you can't just ask for it. And she looked at me and she goes, "You want that, don't you?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Grab one." So I went to grab one. The one I wanted just kept sneaking down further and further. And I was like, and then she's like, I took the top one, and she looked at me and she goes, "That's not the one you want. Get the one you want. Dump it out." And I was like, "Oh, you're the man." I'm so happy. And I still have that piece of citrine.
Wow, that's really nice that she's just like, yeah, here you go.
8 years ago. So yeah.
That's pretty special. I don't know much about crystals. It's really great to learn from you and like these segments and you talking about crystals all the time because I'm like, it's not one of my natural like witchy leanings. Like it's not like plants for me or anything like that, but it's really cool. And I've started in the last like year to dream a bit about crystals and I have no fucking idea what they are. Like sometimes it's like someone will toss one or I'll see one in a dream. The only one I can like pick out is like lapis lazuli. That was like the first crystal I ever dreamt of. And then I went and bought one because I was like, obviously I'm meant to have this. But yeah, they keep showing up a little bit and it's like, it's neat. I look forward to learning more about it.
And you will. It's a marathon.
Yeah, well, thank you for telling us about citrine.
Thank you for listening.
So my C is calendula.
What?
Woo! Calendula.
So delish.
So, calendula is kind of associated with masculine energy, and the element would be fire, and the planet would be the sun. And it's so funny that we both picked like these very bright, very sunny, very yellowy orange things. We didn't coordinate this at all, so we must be feeling it. So calendula is in the like aster family or the daisy family, and that's really what it looks like. So it's got the bright orange or yellow like petals all around with like the center, like it just looks like an orange or yellow daisy. And it's got like rounded leaves, and they smell very like minty and herbaceous and are kind of like sticky. It has a very, very specific smell, the foliage that like once you've smelled it once, you were like, I will always know that smell. And there is nothing else that smells like that. And the flowers aren't crazy aromatic, but they do kind of smell a little bit like that minty, herbaceous smell. It's really neat. So when you think of like, they love me not, and you're plucking petals out, like if you're not thinking about a daisy, you're probably thinking about a calendula, because that's kind of one of the traditional ways that you can work with calendula. It comes in yellow and orange, and it's gorgeous. It's really deemed like it's deemed a safe plant to work with. But again, as we always say, we're not herbalists, we're not doctors. So do your own research before you're working with any plants, especially ingesting them or processing them in any way. So even though it is deemed like a super safe plant, it can also stimulate a little bit of menstruation. So if you're pregnant, or thinking about it, or whatever, be careful. Essentially, if you're pregnant, you really have to do triple the research when you're like ingesting or working with any plants at all.
I had no idea about that, so that is good to know.
Good to know. And yeah, so Let's see. You can use the petals. Like, it's super edible. You can use the petals. You can throw them into salads. You can also, I guess, color. They used to color butter and cheese and custards with the petals. So a bit of like saffron almost.
Custard. I love a custard. Also, see. Sorry.
So calendula honors the sun, and a lot of its energy can help you keep on the sunny side of life. So the keywords with calendula when working with it are joy, positivity, and attraction. So calendula can help draw positivity, favor, and luck to you. It can help bring in happiness and help you draw more positive people to you. And isn't that fucking good news?
Girl, yes.
Yes, please.
Oh.
It can inspire optimism, vitality, and help attract success to you as well. And a lot of it is like it can help draw you personally through dark times back into the light. So calendula would be a really great plant to be working with if you are just finishing up after a shadow work period, which we all have to go through. Remember,
It's
do
happening.
the work. Or in general, like a global shadow period. So calendula can help bring you back through to the light. And I think this is a really good part about it too. So like it can help you maintain positivity in a sustainable way. It's not like an immediate like burn it up energy magic. This is like the marathon herb that can help you keep these things in your life long term, which sounds amazing, right?
Love and life and happiness. Why would I want to keep it forever?
Yeah.
Joking.
So calendula also has a little bit of prophecy magic and some protection. So it's nice. You could put it in a dream pillow, put it under your pillow as you sleep in general, wear it with you. Again, cram it in that bra. Why don't you just go get some citrine and some calendula and make it into a sachet or a sachet, whatever you fucking say, and just get it on that skin. Put it in that bra. Because I think we've actually like chosen very similar vibe things that go together this time.
Completely out of the blue.
Yeah. Oh, we're so in tune. Or, you know, we're feeling the vibes, global vibes. So let's see if you want to work with calendula and you have any garden space at all or even a pot, it's really, really easy to grow. The seeds look really, really cool. They're like these long, kind of C-shaped seeds, really different than a lot of seeds that you will see. In my garden, I did start some a few years ago by seed and had it out, let it go to seed. It bloomed through the summer, seeded itself, and now it just keeps coming up. I don't have to do anything, and it's awesome. And it just bloomed the other day. So, how weirdly timed is this? Also, the name calendula gets its name like from the root word for calendar, because it is said that in warmer climates, the flowers bloom monthly and they bloom around the new moon. What? That's pretty amazing. I'm looking forward. So mine just bloomed the other day. This might be like an eager beaver, but we're like 5 days off the new moon. So I'm gonna kind of try to pay attention of this through the summer and see if it's new moon flower, because that's pretty fucking awesome.
When I get my moon flower, we'll see if your flowers are flowering as well.
Yes. And who doesn't want to bring in more positivity,
Yes.
joy on
Love.
a new moon?
Yes.
Yes. Let's see. So yeah, you can put it in your flower garden. It's a lovely, bright, low to the ground plant. You can also put it in like your food garden if you've got one too, because it kind of has some of the same properties as marigolds. It's often called pot marigold. It's not a marigold, but it's calendula, but
It's
people
funny.
like to call it marigold.
I always thought it was a marigold.
No, it's not a marigold. They're different.
Damn.
Yeah, so throw it in with your tomato plants because they love that shit. And if you want to kind of be working more with a plant on a direct level, so tea is a great way to invoke the energies of this plant. So making a tea out of the calendula flowers and also including them in tea blends is a really great way to clear your energy of trauma and unwanted attachments.
Yes.
Yes,
I wonder,
please.
kept putting, I have a jar of calendula here, and I kept putting it in my tea for some reason, because that's not the purpose of why I bought it, but.
You knew. Your body was like, yes, yes, queen. Yes, queen. I almost sound like the worst.
My body was like, cut them cords.
Yes. Yeah, your body was like, get that shit away from me.
It's done.
So, yeah, like, working with that energy and getting over that trauma, and also really good to do if you're coming out of the shadow work period, get that calendula tea in ya. And often calendula is like amazing for skin. So you will see it in like a lot of herbal creams. Yeah. You will see calendula as an ingredient.
My favorite, I'm interrupting you.
No, it's fine.
My favorite, so the reason why I bought it.
Yeah.
My favorite way to use it is in a good old fashioned spirit bath. I love
it. Yes, spirit bath. And great. That's a great suggestion.
Yes, it's fucking hibiscus calendula, throwing some rose petals in there, a little bit of whatever else the fuck you want, throwing some citrine.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Rose, calendula, and citrine. That sounds like a really nice new moon bath.
It is anytime fucking amazing. Bath. Amazing.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, so that, and then also you could, like, it's really, really amazing for skin health too. Like, it helps with like wrinkles if that's your thing, and like acne and shit like that. But the plant itself is anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, and astringent, and it's really good for pain relief and cleaning wounds. So that kind of sounds a lot like yarrow to me. So I think those two would go really well into an oil for helping to like deal with skin issues. Also a bath. Who doesn't fucking need yarrow in their bath? Yarrow does everything, guys.
Yes. Girl,
which is everything. And then if you are going to make that oil, so I like to use sunflower oil. You can use olive oil. You can use whatever. Don't use canola oil because it's bullshit. Anyways, back to the point. So you can soak the flowers in oil, and then eventually you can strain it off and you can make a salve, or you can make kind of just like a magical oil where you can anoint things or yourself, or you can make it into a skin cream if you have some beeswax. But yeah, do research. But that's calendula. It's amazing. Citrine. It's amazing. The letter C.
For Shandi, I had an idea here.
Yeah, what?
But like astringents and shit. Some fucking yarrow, some calendula in a fucking witch hazel base?
Ooh!
Girl, that skin be glowing.
Got to do it.
That would be amazing.
All right.
Only we
Yeah, so that was our speak and spell episode. Speak and spell episode for the letter C. Oh, yeah, next episode, we're going to be talking about cancers.
Oof.
Love them, not love them, both.
It's a cancer says they're a niffy one for me.
I know, right?
Yeah, they're niffy.
I love them deeply, but I also like know them deeply. So I'm like, God damn it. Like, quit being such a whiny bivalve.
And
like,
there is a huge difference to me between a June cancer and a July cancer.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Thanks for joining us on Witch's Brew Podcast. Join us again for episode 10 on cancers.
Drop us a line.
Yeah, give us some stars if you're into it, because we got to get higher in those charts. Yeah, starts with a C.
Yes, queen.
All right, see you next time.
Cheers.